Tonight, for the monthly First Friday Art Walk in downtown Phoenix, the Heard Museum is bringing Canadian Aboriginal musician Beatrice Deer to perform her signature Inuindi songs. That's a mashup of Inuit, her native heritage, and indie music. The result is a melded style that sounds both modern and rooted in its own history. I spoke with Deer more about that recently via Skype and took a listen to some of the songs from her newest album, My All to You.
Throat singing has been in our culture for thousands of years, and it's a game between two women. It was a form of entertainment when our hunters were gone for many weeks at a time and the women stayed home. It was a friendly competition. There was a leader and a follower, and both women did the exact same sound right after the other. If you can imagine a piston where one goes up and one goes down. It's kind of like that with throat singing, where one does the sound, the other one follows right after.
So you sing in three different languages. Tell us about those and how you incorporate all of those into your music.
I mostly sing in Inuktitut, which is my native tongue. It's the language of the Inuit, and I sing also in English. I do sing a little in French. I mostly sing in Inuktitut because that's the language that I'm most comfortable expressing myself in.
Is there a measure of preservation in this? I know in America, many of our native languages are being lost very quickly, and there's an effort here to try to keep them going, to try to teach them to a new generation. Is that something that is on your mind?
Yeah, that is. That's also the reason why I do sing in Inuktitut, because we're still very fortunate that in Nunavik, which is a region in the province of Quebec in Canada, where we are 12,000 Inuit, and we still speak 99% Inuktitut.
Wow.
Which is amazing.
Yeah. Let's talk about this latest album of yours, My All to You. It came out in May of this year, and it's one where you sort of look back at some struggles in your life, some challenges that you've faced and overcome in the past. Tell us a little bit about where this came from and what the inspiration was for this album.
The songs are my expression of my experiences, my struggles. The album is pretty special to me because it's the first time I wrote music. I don't play instruments, but I decided to give it a try. And those songs are mainly about trying to see myself in a better situation in life and achieving that, I guess.
Yeah. Tell us about some of the struggles that you've been through that you address here. I know you struggled with alcoholism in the past, sexual abuse. How has that all played into this?
My All to You is of the time where I felt completely lost because of all my problems stemming from childhood trauma and relationship problems, where I just felt completely lost and my life was basically going nowhere except down. And I decided to hear my inner calling instead and just follow that voice and turn my life around.
I know you also go around, you travel around Canada and you talk about your own experience. You play your music. You're well-known, especially in Arctic Canada, from what I read. I want to talk about the influence that you feel like you can have with your life message and your music's message.
Yeah, so I get asked to speak about myself and my experiences all across the country. And I talk about my hardships that I've lived through in my life and how I've worked on bettering my life. Because I come from a very small town of 400 people. And in our region where there's 12,000 Inuit, there are very few resources for emotional health and overall health, where we have to be flown out to bigger cities like Montreal to get specialized medical treatment. So that also includes emotional health. We have no qualified therapists, psychologists, psychiatrists. Also, a lot of people struggle with addictions like I have. For 12,000 people, there are nine spots at a rehabilitation center in one of the bigger communities. So I talk about how I've worked on myself, on my own issues, in hopes of helping my people to also overcome.
And you talk about that on this newest album. So tell us about the song, You're With Me. What was this about?
I wrote that song because I grew up in a Christian home. My parents are pastors. So that song is a song to God, because I know, I believe that whatever hardship I go through or whatever triumph I experience, He's always there. And that's what that song is about.
As you travel around the country there and speak about your own life journey and the lessons that you've learned, can you tell us, for us here in America, kind of the dynamic right now between First Peoples and Canadians there and the ways in which your music might contribute to that conversation?
Right now, the big topic in our country is the truth and reconciliation, where we are finally being heard for the things that we've had to endure as First Peoples. And we're doing this by protesting, and like as musicians, we're writing songs about it, and we're hitting the airwaves and creating awareness more and more. And First Peoples are becoming more and more mainstream. So yeah, it's really great to be involved in that also.
All right. Beatrice, dear, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.